Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the show. This is the Pop Rocks Radio Show. I apologize for our late start today. I had to, flip some switches and turn some knobs and do all of that. But we got all that done. All the switches are flipped and everything's good. It's an early show today, and that's just fine by me. It gives me a break in work today, so that's very, very nice here. I'm very excited. We've got a fantastic band all the way from Seattle. The Seattle area, the Adarna. They're from
yeah.
Fantastic. We've got Will with us. Will, how are you?
Doing good. Doing good. Thanks for having me.
No, anytime, man. Anytime. You guys, I'm a big fan. You guys just are a fantastic band. I was looking through my show notes, and you guys started out in 2010?
Yeah, about then is when we started. I mean, the actual band formed. So the there's always the grabbing the guitar and messing around and going, would somebody like that? Would somebody follow that idea? And then, no, I didn't follow that idea. So that happened earlier. But but when we actually found when the team assembled and united under one banner, then yeah,
that's nice. Now, you guys, I assume were in various, grew up, you've been in different bands and knew each. Did you know each other from the scene, or was it like an audition type deal, or how did the band coalesce? How did you guys all come together?
Well, we're actually a Craigslist success story, so,
nice.
You know, not just for shady encounters, but once in a while you'll find a band member. the guitarist, Andreka, and I, we had played in a previous band before, and that was dissolving, and we decided, we took a look at the things that we did love about our previous band, and we were like, we want to build off of that. Like, we want a rock band. We want a fun one that has a mission and goal to it. And we kind of, along some route, we found through Craigslist people who were interested and got on board. And since then, we've been rocking and rolling ever since then. So it's been great.
That's fantastic. And, I like Craigslist. It's, when I got out of college, this was years ago, and I moved out west to San Diego. I sold a lot of paintings and stuff on Craigslist. Man, Craigslist was awesome. I moved to South Florida.
Yeah.
Not so much. Seattle's kind of a cool town, I'm in just up from Fort Lauderdale, south of Boca. So many people. Cool people, I should say, in that area. I always have a great time when I go to Seattle. Cap Hill and all that.
Yeah.
Just a lot of fun.
Yeah. We really enjoy Seattle, and I think it really I particularly identify with it. I think I like to think of it kind of like a vice capital. Like, everybody's got their own vices that they have, and this is a good place to indulge on it, So for me, it's rock and roll and music, and others, it might be like they're foodies, or they like piercings, or they love tattoos, or they love finding weird people who want to do strange things. I mean, there's somebody for everybody out here, and you can really kind of spread your wings and fly your freak flag, and if there's somebody out there for you.
Absolutely.
It's nice.
The last time I visited, Seattle is very interesting that you would say it was a vice city. The last time I visited Seattle, I was visiting a friend of mine there, and this is in the Cap Hill, right up the hill there, and I was still a smoker at the time, and Seattle helped cure me of that. It was a pack of cigarettes, $9 a pack at the time. I was like, whoa. But I was still smoking, and so I went outside, because I didn't want to smoke in her apartment, and I'm standing there having a cigarette, and it was about 10:30 in the morning, and I saw the strangest sight. I saw this group of like five dominatrixes walking down the sidewalk in full gear. And I was like thinking, that's a hell of a party at 10:30 in the morning, or they're coming back from a, a really good part, you know?
Yeah.
Regard, and it was just like no big deal. People were walking along, you know, like that. I was like, wow, okay.
Yeah, it's a pretty interesting city. The I personally love it. So it's crowded, crowded, but it's very cool.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, tell us about you. Were you always like a musical kid? Did you always did you know you were gonna be a rock star when you got when you grew up, or what were you like as a kid?
I was trying to be an actor for the longest time. So but basically I trained and I went to school for it, and I'm standing on the set of we had Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie there, and I realized, you know what, I hate where I am. This is terrible. And I'm like, and it doesn't get much bigger than this. Was right around the time when their scandal was happening. So I thought, you know, if I don't even want to be here, and I need to do something that I do love. And I think I was 23 at the time, and I was really bad at guitar at the time. And I thought, you know what, I'm really bad at this, but I love it. I'm going to go make a band. I'm going to start from there.
Nice.
And then with that band is how I actually found my guitarist, Andreka. So that was a while back then, but it was a great time. I love the whole transformation, kind of reinvention of myself, but not really. I didn't really come from a musical background. My brother was a pianist, and so I would love to listen to him play. And that's it. So I can hear things, but I didn't know how to do it at the time. Now, with training, you get better. You can actually do what you hear. You know,
that's such a cool story, and it's so inspiring. Because I got to tell you, Will, man, I know people 65 years old that haven't had that epiphany yet. And I was reading an article. This is probably, I don't know, a couple months ago. It was in the, I think it was in the Wall Street Journal or something. And they said on average now, the plan on having like three distinct careers in a person's lifetime, because that's the average. People change it up. And that, your story gets some inspiration, because if I'm sure, man, there might be a listener listening to the show that's like, man, I hate it. I got it, you know, and yeah, I get it. You have responsibilities, you got stuff going on, but there's something to be said to doing what you love.
I mean, well, three times changing a career. I mean, that's lucky for some people. I mean, I think if you're just lucky, if you even find it once. I mean, I was lucky. I found it twice. You know, I found it once when I was doing the acting, and I had really committed everything to it. I loved it because I was doing theater productions and going to auditions, and I loved all that stuff. I thought it was great. But then when I realized how cut and paste the whole filming was, because of the point where I was like, I don't even actually know who I'm supposed to be talking to in the scene anymore. Like they had me acting to a post, and they're going to cut it and swap in a robot or something like that. And I'm like, what is this? This isn't what I planned on. I wanted to be part of the process, and there's nothing more organic than doing a performance, and it could all go terribly wrong at any second. And I love that particular high in the music is the performance aspects, where I really feel like I love it. At any second it could come terribly crashing down. And if you succeed, we all high five and we party on to another day.
Well, absolutely. And there's something about music. I've seen this. I've seen it. I've never been in a band. I'm a painter. I'm in entertainment kind of periphery, you know, peripheral, I should say.
Yeah.
But all my friends are musicians and stuff. But I've seen this, not just with them, but I've seen it not happen with acts too. But there's like, and this sounds really new agey, and I don't mean for it to, but I don't know any other way to describe it. But like when you see a good band and they just hit that mark, that zone, and they throw this energy at the crowd, and then the crowd just bounces it back, but it increases, and this ping pong effect, this tennis ball effect, keeps going back, and it's just a magical moment. I don't know other art form where I've seen that happen, and I think it's, you know, incredible.
Yeah, I mean it's important, and you got to feed off of it. And the thing I always, you know, I say this often to people, especially either aspiring musicians or people who just they're worried that what they're putting out there is not good enough. It's just that somebody you're inspired. Somebody's watching, and they're watching everything that you're doing. You don't know it, and they might not even have the guts to at the end of the show to say something to you. But if they see how much you love it, you give them courage in whatever action they are. They decide to go forth with that. They say, look how much he loves that. I want to do something that I love too. I want to be part. Maybe it's not just play music, but maybe it's just like, you know, I want to smile like that on the stage. I want people to be able to have a good time with what I love. And I think that's, I think pursuing a passion and you know, chasing that is important. You gotta love the journey, you know. You gotta like the struggle. So it's not gonna come easy. And if it does
Absolutely.
Come easy, it's not gonna last.
Oh yeah, oh yeah. And you have to love it. You have to love it even on those days when you hate it.
Yeah. Yeah. That's
true. Very true. Well, that's very cool. I want to play a track so people know what we're talking about, and they get that jet rock city or that jet city rock. Namaker, that genre that really that's you guys, you know. We've got a couple tracks queued up. Will, we've got Echo, Superman, and Sugar. What should we play for the people? What should we hit them with first?
Let's give them some Sugar.
Sounds good. Here it is, folks. This is the Adarna Sugar. Check it out.
Drop.
folks, Sugar, the Adarna. Good, good stuff. Hey, now, Will, man, that's a good track. I like that track a lot. Got me all turned around. I wanted to ask you, though, Will, your name. Explain to the folks where you're, how you guys came up with Adarna, the Adarna.
An Adarna is a mythical bird from a Filipino tale called Ibang Adarna. Mm-hmm. And it's basically, there's this mythical songbird that if you seek out and you hear it sing, it can cure pains. And if you fall asleep while it's singing to you, then it poops on you and turns you to stone. So that's the whole story. I thought it was great. I was like, what a beautiful kind of story. Like I said, it doesn't roll off the tongue. It's not, and it's the reason why you probably haven't heard it before, but it's the meaning to us was great, because, you know, we're ultimately, when we're performing, we're the kind of artists where we're past the point where we feel like we're performing just selfishly for ourselves, where we have people we're trying to share inspiration with, or, you know, we want to help people out and with maybe guidance or whatever it is, not in a pretentious way, but just to say, like, hey, we've found something that gives us direction in our life, and that's, you know, passion for music, and maybe it might help us.
That's fantastic, man. That is fantastic. And now, folks, a couple quick messages from some of our show sponsors. Stay tuned. We'll be back with the rest of the interview after these quick messages.
Support for this podcast comes from the University of Texas MD Anderson Cancer Center, ranked one of the top cancer centers in the nation for the last 27 years. The doctors at MD Anderson treat more rare cancers in a single day than many physicians see in a lifetime. And treatment plans are tailored to an individual patient's needs, allowing more comprehensive and thorough care. To become a patient, please visit makingcancerhistory.com.
Hey guys, Jamie Rocks here. Hey, last year I was on holiday with my girlfriend Danny. We were at Disney World and having a great time. It's the happiest place on earth. And I dropped my vape, just like a Butterfingers, and it was a pain in the neck. They just don't have anything there to replace it and whatnot. So we had to drive 45 minutes each way to get a new one. And, you know, that's an hour and a half out of our day, man. But anyway, that wouldn't have happened, because if I would have had this fantastic new product, the C-Ring. It's very, very cool. What it is it attaches to your vape, designed to protect your investment with comfort, flexibility while doing your day-to-day activity. What it does is it goes in there, you put your finger in there, and you hold it, and you're not dropping your vape, breaking it and whatnot. It's very, very cool, and if you need both hands, they have a lanyard you can hook to, and it's awesome. It's awesome. The C-Ring, you can find out more about it and pick one up at their website, www.thecring.com. Again, that's www.thecring.com. Be smart, be like me, get a C-Ring if you're a vapor. Very, very good. Oh, and hey, holidays are coming up, man. This is a very cool gift for somebody. If you have somebody on your shopping list that vapes like I do, get them a C-Ring. Thecring.com. I have found in my travels, I'm not trying to be preachy or anything. It's just I've seen it work, and it's worked for me. When you kind of have that altruistic viewpoint, and you give back a little bit, you know what I mean? It just, every time I ever do anything like that, people ask all the time, they're like, well, why do you do all this charity? I'm like, well, you know, you're doing good. It makes me feel good. It always involves a little bit of press. That's never a bad thing. But things tend to happen. I'll do a charity gig or something, or be a little, you know, try to help somebody or whatever. And not, I don't do it looking for this, but it just, I get more business from it, you know. It's always a good thing on many levels.
Yeah. That's, you know, cool. Giving a shit about anything actually helps.
Absolutely.
I think it's so easy for people to, like, poo-poo things and not want to find the energy to go and put it into something that you care about. But, man, I've over the years I've found, like, I guarantee you nothing happens if you don't try. But if you try, just try something. Just put, like, 10 minutes into something you love. you're going to see something come back. You won't see it right away. It's not going to be super rewarding. Maybe you could probably relate with working on a piece. You know, you're like, I just got to paint today. I don't feel like it today, but I got to paint. And so you do
it today,
and you put in the time, and you hate the piece. You throw it away. But you know what? You taught yourself something, or something might mean something to somebody else. You know, you can turn out paintings faster. I don't know.
Oh, absolutely. And it usually, in my case, for me, it gets those gears turning, those muscles flexing. Because I don't know if it's this way for you as an artist, as a musician. Like if we go on vacation a couple times a year, I've noticed this. And when we go on vacation, me and my girlfriend, like I won't paint for like a week, you know, but I can't go longer than that, because when it's real hard for me, if I go longer, to get back into the groove of painting daily, it's hard, you know, if I'm not using those muscles and mental muscles, I should say, but you know, I got to keep at it. I imagine it's that way. Now, are you with a band that's at your level? Because you guys, I mean, you go on these big festivals. And folks, we should mention the Adarna.com. It's a fantastic website. You can find out all of the upcoming fest. I mean, they do all these tours. You guys just did a big giant tour, right? The Dollars is Gonna Dignity tour.
Yeah, we did that. That was our tour last year, and that was fantastic. We performed at Rocklahoma, which was one of the biggest rock and roll festivals in the country, in North America. And it was a fantastic thing, but we did all stop off a bunch of schools, and every year we stop off at this great anime convention that we play every year called Psychicon. They're just brilliant. We love playing for them, and we love anime too. So hey, there's a comic
book tie-in. I don't understand a lot of it. My girlfriend Danny, she's a cosplayer, so she goes.
Yeah.
That's her. She's the big cheese at that around here, and she goes to all these conventions all over the place. She has a business doing stuff with it, and personally, for me, it's a lot of standing around and waiting in line, and you know, but I support her.
Well, I mean, I also think that those things they really support the people who are in the background that you might not notice, the voice actors, you know,
right.
the people who actually do the graphic do the drawings. You know, I mean, that stuff's amazing. You know, even just the guys who go and program apps or video games, it's nice to watch them get excited about something, about the unsung heroes, and not just like the celebrities, like, oh wow, you played Hawkeye in the Avengers. That's
right.
Cool. But you get to talk to the seamstress who actually designed his, and you're like, wow, that's
right.
Really cool. Now I get to hear like that side of it. So I kind of that's what I like about it, particularly, is you get to see the inner workings of the art, and we're honored to be part of that. So we're normally the band that they bring in, and it's not too often that they get to actually meet musicians. Most of them, they're kind of shy kids and good hearts, and we're really excited to be around them and hang out with them and say, like, hey, check out how cool this is. You can go and see shows all the time if you want. So it's a good thing.
That's right. That's cool. That's awesome. Well, yeah, no, do you – I mean, when you get to the level that you're at, when you make that transition from playing once a month or whatever and practicing a lot, and I mean, when it steps up and things start to happen, was that a big, you had kind of been around success and all of that with the acting, so you already kind of knew what to expect a little. Is it different in the music game?
It's completely different because, you know, this is your art and it's your, but you're dealing with it. The best part of it, I find, as opposed to being a solo artist, is this is with my team, and we represent an idea, and we go around together. So as opposed to just me, the solo musician, or me, the actor, I love it a lot more. So when it's how I grew up, and I prefer working with a group of people. And I think they all do too. As far as the steps to get to there, I'll tell you. You've been saying this transition from one to the next. I can tell you that if you talk to each of our band members individually, they all like Have we transitioned yet? I feel like we haven't transitioned yet. they'll still feel like we're probably not doing anything. But this is why it's so important to reflect and to make sure that you pay attention to the people who it is making a difference for, because they will remind you that they're watching. They'll remind you that they've listened to every song of yours. They show up to our shows. We've had people when we went and played in the Middle East. They show up to our shows in Connecticut and San Francisco, and we're just like, holy cow, last time I saw you, we were in Kuwait. This is crazy.
Right.
So they'll come enormous distances to come and see us, and you're like, so when we get down and feel like we're not taking the next step, it's like, you realize what we did for that person was enough that they were willing to travel that far. So we're doing something right.
Right.
So that number will extrapolate and grow. It's just that we can't falter, you know. We have to keep going. There's more rock to be heard.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And on that note, let's play another track. We could go Echo or Superman. I like both these, all these tracks actually. They're fantastic. What do you hit people with next?
Let's do Superman.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Here it is, folks. Check it out. Adarna. The Adarna. Superman. Check this out.
Off of the floor, God.
And there it is, folks. Superman, the Adarna. I like it. I like it a lot, Will. Fantastic track.
Mm-hmm.
Fantastic track.
Thank you.
And now, folks, a couple quick messages from some of our show sponsors. Stay tuned. We'll be back with the rest of the interview after these quick messages.
Spring into thrills at Aquatica, voted best water park by the Orlando Sentinel. Free fall down Ehu's Breakaway Falls, the steepest drop slide of its kind. Catch a wave in one of two wave pools or kick back and relax on our white sand beach. And Aquatica is getting even better with the all-new family thrill slide, Ray Rush, coming this spring. For a limited time, get a two-park annual pass, Aquatica and SeaWorld, for less than $15 a month. Restrictions apply.
Metal Babe Mayhem is super excited about their newest venture with MBM Music LLC. With MBM Music, we'll provide artists with a full-service platform to be seen and heard by assisting with necessary products, services, and fashion, all in an effort to increase exposure, fan base, and income. For more information, visit us at mbmmusicllc.com. That's mbmmusicllc.com. You create, we promote, plug in to the network.
Glittering amethyst, energizing citrine, colorful fluorite, the other side of the sun, Earth's treasures brought to light. Since 1999, we have offered a unique collection of hand-selected minerals and gems for every budget, for novices, collectors, and healers. Visit www.tosots.com to view our wide selection of offerings and use coupon code ROCKS, that's ROXX, for 10% off your first order. Remember, TOSOTS.com, Earth's treasures brought to light.
Hi, folks. Jamie Rocks here. Hey, if you're a big fan of cool historical books like me, then you're going to want to check out our newest show sponsor, Michelle Albion, a fantastic author. She's got some really interesting, cool books out that you're going to want to check out. I'm a big fan of all of these. The Florida Life of Thomas Edison, The Quotable Edison, Quotable Henry Ford, Quotable Eleanor Roosevelt, and, of course, The Quotable Amelia Earhart. Michelle's just very keen and very, very cool. And these are just very cool books. So check out her website. There's links to where you can pick these up on Amazon and Barnes & Noble all over the place. MichelleAlbion.com. 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 Very, very cool stuff. Check it out, folks. Man. Hey, and I want to let people know, all of these tracks, as I understand it, these are all available, right? Wherever they buy digital music?
Yeah, you can buy them all across the board. You can listen it, stream it on Spotify, buy it on Amazon, iTunes. If you have,
nice.
If you want the hard copies, you can buy them off our website.
Very, very cool. I always tell people ask me, they're like, where's the best place to buy music, you know? And I'm like, well, at a show, there's a table, you know.
That's the best
get a t-shirt while you're at it.
You know, it's really true. I mean, because when we actually, I understand the importance of showing metrics with streaming and stuff like that. However, that being said, the band gets all $10, $15, $20 when you give them, unless, you know, a label bought CDs for them. But most of the time, that money is theirs. So it really, and that's the best way that's our by far our highest selling item whenever it's, you know, we love selling t-shirts. But I mean, it's a huge return for us, and they come back, and next time we see them, they're singing the music, and we're like, "This is awesome!"
That's right.
We want
That's
to
right.
do that all the time.
Well, and if you can buy it direct from the artist, because exactly like Will said, I don't want to get into actual percentages or anything, but I would, and people outside the music business, I think, would be shocked. And I'm not putting Apple down or anybody. I mean, they're in business, they're doing their thing. But when you look at if you're in the business and you start looking at the slices of pie out of, you know, the unit, it's shocking. I was shocked the first time I saw it. I'm like, geez, how, you know, and, you know, and I'm like, mm-hmm. oh, touring. That's, you know, and it,
yeah.
but that's fraught with its own thing, like we were talking about off the air, you know. I mean, it's,
yeah.
You got to have, go ahead.
I mean, well, I was just saying, I mean, it's, and that's the part that's the hard part is that the return is not what you're expecting. You hear about these people, artists who do a hit single and then they've got a mansion. It really doesn't work like that. There's much more stuff that's in the background going on that we don't see and they don't publicize. But that song, it's how you know it. It's ultimately, if you love an artist, no matter who it is, if you have to go and see them to support them, because that's where they actually can continue making the music that you love. And then you can actually meet them. That's part. Then you can say, hey, this, what you did is pretty cool, and it jives well with me. So keep doing what you think. And that you'd be surprised, like, because, and I'm sure you could probably relate to this, Jamie, is that, you know, what gives you wings is not the money. It does help you, but it's honestly
right.
sometimes just some inspiring words can give you a year's worth of energy, and you're like, yeah, let's do this again, you know?
Oh, absolutely, but, man. Absolutely. So. Well, you know, it's interesting because I used to sell these little artist studies, and we would put in, which is just a small painting. I'll paint a small painting on somebody has an idea for a painting. They want to see a little mock-up of it. That's basically what an artist study is. And for those who don't know, listening, and we used to sell them on eBay and stuff, and people are like, well, that's still one of your paintings and you're selling that super cheap. And I'm like, yeah, but it's just nice to know that daily, you know, people, somebody somewhere is digging what I'm doing, man. I need the shot in the arm, you know, it's, some days, not every day, but some days, you know, but it's kind of,
yeah,
you know,
totally.
That leads us to things I wanted to bring up. No, we've mentioned the website before, theadarna.com. We have a link up there to it. And even if you're listening to the show in the future, the podcast, that link follows however you're listening to the podcast. Just click on it and get to their website. And on the website are links to all of your social media. Now, you guys are on everything. Do you have people that do that, take care of the social media, or do you guys split it up between the band, or how does that
no,
work?
We do it all together. So we break up the work and so we can make sure we talk to every, it's a necessary evil about, the industry is you have to be social media present, you know, I know it wears people out, but if you don't do it, they don't know who you are. And truth be told, bookers look at that information when they want to say like, oh, you have this many followers, you're this much interaction today. So that's how we, you know, I can go and talk about it all day. I'm like, check out my music, how great it is. And they'll be like, yep. So how many people go to your shows? And, you know, that's what they want. They want to see the numbers. So, that's really why you got to do that. And if someone's not interested in playing the game, it's like, don't be mad if you get the results that don't get the results you expect. It's that's a whole part of this.
Exactly.
You know, you don't get a right to complain if you don't play. If you play, then you can complain.
I was talking to a friend of mine who's in the business and on the acting side of the filmmaking side, television side of it.
Yeah.
And, you know, he does his own gig stuff and whatnot. And, you know, he was really on, just had that burr under his saddle about all the Facebook stuff that's been going on. You know, he's like, well, I don't think we're going to even going to do on, I'm going to go off of Facebook. And I'm like, well, you can't bitch when, you know, your subscription service drops 90%, you know, I mean, I get it to feel passionate about something, but if you're, it's exactly like you said, you know, if you can't complain if you don't play. And,
Exactly. So, but it's, you know, it's a necessary thing, but yeah, that pretty much we're on all of them. So that, if you're even brave, you can find our Snapchat. That's a real brave thing to
do. My girlfriend Danny's on
that.
she's hot on that Instagram stories, man. That's her favorite thing in the world. And, I don't have one, but I probably need to.
Instagram?
It's hard to keep up with them. You know, where they film
I feel like you'd like it. I feel like you like it because you can actually, like it's mostly images. You're not really conversing with people as much as you are just sharing images that you really like. And then you like an image that somebody else likes. So I think that aspect versus the where some people might feel like they don't want to be on Facebook because of maybe political aspirations or movements that just feel like you're being attacked when you're on there. And I totally understand. It in a way it gives a platform for everyone to talk about injustices they feel. And there's people who are sneaky enough to figure out ways to do it on Instagram too. But the bottom line, it's just an image. We can't be horrified by an image.
That's true. We should hope not.
Yeah.
No, it's all good. But you're right. You have to. It's the world we live in. It's part of it. And again, not getting political. We have our president tweets daily. Who would have saw that? Yeah. I certainly wouldn't have thought that. But it is. It's the world we live in. Social media is there. And the interesting thing about it, if I could go back in time 20 years and somebody would tell me the concept of how the internet and all social media and all the social media revolution and all this and that, I would have thought, well, that's fantastic. Whenever that happens in a science fiction story I've read in a book, it brings the world closer together and everybody realizes they're the same. And that hasn't happened yet. I'm like, hey.
Well, I mean, there's some things. I mean, the downside of course, is that you're now, people can hear your thoughts. And they can see your thoughts, and sometimes your thoughts are not worthy of being voiced yet, in the sense that a little bit of research could have probably answered your question here, and maybe a spell check could have probably proved that you did go to class, just small things could actually do that. So that's the downside about it. But if you carefully craft each one, for sure, go for it. You've put some time, and I think somebody might align with you, and you will find people who you align with. But I can tell you from going all over the country and playing that I don't have to actually appreciate your political point of views or your certain personal point of views, which I might find narrow-minded, for us to enjoy something together. We might still enjoy music still enjoy talking about a book. I don't need to know that aspect about them because there's something we can still connect on. And I don't need to, in the same way, you can't really love someone completely and totally. There's always going to be some aspect that drives you crazy about somebody. I think it is a healthier and a way that won't drive you insane if we can all just look at the parts of the people that they're part that they're proud of. And then we'll say, okay, let's pay attention to that for a second instead of saying, like, you know what? I really like your art, but you know what? I don't like that you support the recycling.
Right.
It's terrible.
Right. It's so true. I have a very good friend of mine that we are diametrically opposed, politically, but we just don't talk about it because he knows how I feel and I know how he feels and we ain't going to change each other's. That isn't what our friendship's about, we just focus on other stuff.
Yeah.
And move on with our day. The thing that gets me is when people on either side of whatever, and I think it's interesting that there's suddenly just two sides to situations, because that hasn't been my experience in life, but whatever. But when either side just can't imagine that somebody else has a different point of view on whatever, how could you possibly like vanilla ice cream instead of chocolate, or they're just...
Yeah,
because it takes all kinds to make a world, man. Relax. Move on with your day.
Yes. Yeah, exactly. There are bigger things to worry about in this world than this immediate thing, So that's okay. That's okay. Let's talk about the stuff that drives us,
Exactly.
Not the stuff that hinders us.
Well, it's cool. It's cool. And now, folks, a couple quick messages from some of our show sponsors. Stay tuned. We'll be back with the rest of the interview after these quick messages.
You bring your phone everywhere. Work, school, the movies. Now you can bring it to an Xfinity store for an easy way to switch to Xfinity Mobile, a new kind of network designed to save you money. You can get up to 5 lines of talk and text included with Xfinity Internet at no extra cost, so all you pay for is data. It's never been easier to switch to Xfinity Mobile and keep the phone you love. Click here to see how. Sorry, I gotta take this. Restrictions apply. Limited to select mobile phones. Requires activation of a new line of Xfinity Mobile. Up to 5 devices per account. New Xfinity Internet customers limited to up to 2 lines pending activation of Internet service.
Hey folks, located in the hills of Tennessee, L'Apothecary Unique offers all natural, organic, gluten-free skincare, hair care products, perfumed oils, medicinal salves, makeup, incense, and aromatherapy items, bath salts, and even much more. Including something special for the fellows, like beard and mustache balm, astringent, and aftershave. Each item is made to order just for you. So check out LapothecaryUnique.com, spelled LapothecaryUnique.com. LapothecaryUnique.com.
Rucks Gear, the online web shop of high-end luxury merchandise and products, all featuring original pop art paintings. From La Holla to Miami to London, www.merch.jamierucks.us.
Now, this next song we're going to play, Echo, this is a fantastic, and I like the video for this. Let me ask you before we play. You know what? Let's play the track, and then I want to ask you about the video and stuff, because that's a really cool video. It's a great song, too.
Thank you.
So let's play Echo, and then we'll talk a little bit about it. Is that cool?
Totally.
Awesome. Here it is, folks. The Adarna. Echo.
We'll be right back.
There it was, folks. Echo, Echo, the Adarna. I like that track a lot, and I really like the video for that. It's fantastic.
Thank you, yeah.
Now, half, like I said, most of my friends are musicians, and about split down the middle, realistically, about half of them dig making music videos, and the other half are like, it's kind of a necessary evil. Well, how do you feel about music videos?
Oh, I love them personally. But, I mean, like I was telling you before, I was an actor, so I have I can see how I want the art to kind of visually look, not just sound. So this is a medium that allows me to express kind of another idea. You know, it's very something. I have a rule, and the rule is like you're not allowed to express the actual meaning of the song. It just needs to be another color of it. Because I don't want to ever tell you what I was thinking of. I want you to just say, here's one interpretation you could take a look at it, because it does. I don't want to ever negate what art does for someone else. You know, that's right. If it gives them direction, or if it gets them jacked up and pumped on, I'm like, actually, it's a love song. You know, then I just ruined everything for them. I don't want to say that. So the concepts are fun. It's like, well, here's one idea we never tried doing. Let's do this, because that might open up the conversation a little bit. And it's nice. You know, I had when we were, we did one music video for Superman, and I remember when we were touring, and this guy, he's like, I had to turn off the music video. He's like, cause there was a kid got hit in the car by a car in our music video. And he's like, it reminded me of my son. I just couldn't look at it. He's like, I couldn't watch it, but could you tell me, was he okay at the end? I'm like, yeah, man, he lives. He's good. He's good. You can watch the music video. It's all right. We didn't just leave him there.
Right.
And by the way, it's a film. It's
right.
Not real.
It didn't really happen. Exactly.
I didn't hit the actor and then say, like, well,
that's
too bad, buddy.
How production quality is that, man? That's fantastic.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Well, you know, I grew up, I remember when it happened. You know, I was a kid, I was a teenager. Well, just becoming, moving into that, when MTV launched and music videos, you'd see them every so often before. They had a couple late night shows on TV, but I was like, what? And they were all weird ass as hell and just very, you know, I think they just tried to out weird the one before it. The good ones. And at the same time, you had people are like, oh, the 80s were great. And I'm like, yeah, there was some cool stuff, but there was a lot of, you know, Air Supply video. And
weird.
Don't send me emails, ladies and gentlemen, but not putting Air Supply down, but when you're waiting for an Iron Maiden video, you don't want to hear Air Supply. All I'm saying.
No, I mean, it's just another way to express the song, which is really great, you know, and I think it was fun. Like I'm in TV generation as well, so I'd watch as many music videos as I possibly could, you know, and now nowadays they still have that playing in like college campuses. They keep the music videos playing all around the campus, and that's rad. You know, I think that's great. But back in the day, that was what we did all day.
Oh yeah,
as many
absolutely
videos. So it's like sometimes I couldn't remember what the song sounded like, but I remember what the video looked like, and I'm like, oh yeah, that's the one where the guy has the hammer and he's breaking through the wall. Love that song.
Right.
You know? But I just described the video and didn't describe the song. That's interesting.
Right. Absolutely. No, I want to mention again, before we run out of time, about all the social media links. I'm looking at your Facebook page now, the band's Facebook page, the Adarna, you know, facebook.com/TheAdarna. And right there, folks, ladies and gentlemen, there is some upcoming. You got about a month off or so, it looks like. And then you guys are getting it again, right?
Yeah, we're about ready to take off for our we're going to play Wisconsin at the Brock Fest. So that's going to be really exciting. And then do some shows along the way. And then we've got our month-long tour over in on the East Coast. So that'll be that we do yearly. So that'll be great. So we'll be stopping off and along the way from the Chicago and Montana places and Wisconsin and all that, and get over to New York and East Coast. So we'll make stops along the way. But if you take a look at theadarna.com, and you can just see all the links, and you can follow them, and then pick those website will even alert you when we actually come to your area. Nice.
Very cool. Well, I had such a pleasure sitting down and talking with you today. You know, you just keep doing what you're doing, man. You're so good at it. And,
Thank you, brother. You too.
Great meeting you. And I can't wait to, have you on again and just can keep up with everything. It's really good music, man. I'm really, really digging it.
Thank you. Thank you so much. And thanks for having us. And I know
and
the guys
go,
are
folks.
Excited about it.
The fine folks over at Curtain Call Records who made all this happen today introduced Will. Folks, we have a link to their website as well. If you're in a creative endeavor, a band or some such, and you need some help on the PR side of things, well, click on that link and, go talk to them. Get them on your side. Very, very cool people. We will be back tomorrow evening. We've got rocker Michaela on. Once again, to the show. Very, very cool. This show, of course, will be converted to a podcast and pushed on all the various social media streams, and that'll be wonderful, including iTunes, I should say. If you are listening to the, or we're supposed to call it, I forgot, Apple Podcasts now, but sorry about that. I'm still calling it iTunes. Anyway, if you're listening to the show on iTunes in the future, hello from the past. Do me a quick favor, though. Hit that ratings and review. It's wonderful. It keeps us up at the top of the page, and that's just great. We will see you tomorrow, everybody. Have a fantastic night and start to your week. We will talk to you tomorrow. Bye.
This has been pop art painter Jamie Rocks's Pop Rocks Radio Talk Show. It has been executive produced by Jamie Rocks, recorded at his studio in Deerfield Beach in South Florida. All rights reserved by Pop Rocks Limited for broadcast on Blog Talk Radio.
Hej, det här är Hicks från Sverige och ni lyssnar till Pop Rocks Radio med Jamie Rocks.
Blog Talk Radio.